Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good-ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, my little bitties. It's your host, Rachel, here. This is the Lipstick Bitties podcast, formerly known as the Dirty Self Makeup Podcast. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the family. Early episodes of this podcast feature my talented friend and fellow makeup artist, Mickey Bush. You can find her on Instagram at Mickey Bush. If you're listening to episodes 1-7, you will hear her beautiful voice alongside mine. As of episode 8, I took over as your full-time host to bring you the incredible show and content you see and hear today on this podcast, our Instagram, and our YouTube channel. This is so much more than a podcast. We're a community. Make sure to always use hashtag LipstickBitties and tag the account LipstickBitties and caption what you love about this podcast for a chance to be posted on our feed for our Feature Fridays. I am so appreciative of you listening into this podcast today and being a part of the Lipstick Bitties community. If you're digging this podcast, there are a few ways that you can help to support. First, when you love an episode or see a post on social that you resonate with, or if you're listening to an episode and want to take a screenshot, please always tag me at Lipstick Bitties and at Rachel Rose Makeup so I can return the favor because we love returning the favor. Sharing on social and recommending this podcast to your friends is always the easiest way to help this community grow. Second, please, please, please rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. Your reviews are incredibly appreciated by me as a small creator who would love to amplify all the voices you see and hear on this show. Those reviews are what helps get visibility for this podcast. I read every single review. You guys are so amazing. I love it. Lastly, you can sign up to be a Lipstick Bitties subscriber on Patreon for only $5 a month. Y'all, that is less than a price of a lipstick. As a patron, you will receive access to a private Lipstick Bitties community Facebook group. This is where we support each other. We ask questions, share advice, promote our work, celebrate our wins, and continue the conversation you hear on this podcast. I'm talking about job leads, assisting opportunities, makeup collection, kit organization advice, content creating tips, you know, all the good shit that you want and you need to succeed, and more than anything, have a sense of belonging and community with a truly supportive group of people. All are welcome in this group, no matter what amount of experience you have or your current line of work. Lipstick Bitties is a fully one-woman show, so your support as a patron will go towards helping this podcast and help me to bring you more frequent and higher quality content in the future. Make sure to check out our Instagram at Lipstick Bitties and at Rachel Rose Makeup, and always slide into my DMs with any feedback, any conversation. I love hearing from you all, so make sure to reach out and reach out to the fellow artists within the Lipstick Bitties community. Everybody is truly, truly supportive. Enjoy the episode, and we will see you next week.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our second episode of Dirty Self Makeup. My name is Mickey Bush.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for returning.
I know, right? We're not doing too bad so far, right? We're doing pretty good.
So on today's episode, this is something that Mickey has to help me out with. We're going to talk about some viral makeup trends. And Mickey is super into TikTok. And I feel like there's just so much going on out there that's like unrealistic, or maybe it works. So I don't know.
Or maybe it works for... Maybe it works for a certain type of skin texture that a lot of us don't have anymore.
Because we're old.
We all have mature skin and we're using eye creams at night and our peptides.
Right, because most of the people that are doing viral TikTok videos are like 12 now.
They literally are 12. They literally are. Okay, so I have to admit, I love trends as they come and go. I always love to be a part of them. So I can't hate on the makeup trends. I just cannot stand when it clouds my client's judgment of my ability to do their makeup because mm-hmm. they're so used to consuming what they see on Instagram and what they see on TikTok. And they either think that I'm going to do that to them and that's not what they want. So they don't trust me, right. Even though they see my work. Now, obviously it's not that, or that's what they expect out of me. And that's not necessarily, I'm not going to bake a 40-year-old's face.
This is my thing. There's a time and a place for every style of makeup, but I do agree that it's unrealistic expectations for sure from my clients, how much time goes into that kind of makeup. A lot of it is stage makeup and drag makeup, which takes at least an hour to 2 hours to do mm-hmm. those kinds of really intricate eye looks and all that extreme contouring. Mm-hmm. One thing that really bothers me that I always see on viral videos is when they drip the product onto their face, like using the dropper, and the dropper usually touches their face. And I'm like, I get so skeeved out by that. Do you do that at home?
On myself, I do. Yeah, absolutely. If I'm using my own products. No, oh yeah, I absolutely. Can't. If I'm using my own products, but if I'm using, honestly, you know what? I can't even say that I do. I guess it depends because I really like to take the product in my hands and rub it in between my hands and warm it up and then push it into my skin. So maybe if I'm using like hyaluronic acid, I'm just like drowning in it. I'll bathe in hyaluronic acid. I'll probably drip that shit onto my face.
I'm talking about when they like do like, I don't know, they like squirt the foundation in like blobs on their face. And I watch that and I'm like, is this like an ASMR? What is the appeal of who started that?
So I think it is just for like the show of it. It's like pleasing to watch for some people, but it's just so unrealistic and there's so much product wasted. Like if you are not a professional working artist or don't have a whole bunch of knowledge about makeup, the whole goal is to build and use sheer layers and achieve the fullest coverage you can if that's what the person wants with this little product. So you don't go in like a freight train. If you want a full coverage with that much foundation, you have to work your way up to that.
And there's definitely a right way to do it. And if you're listening and you're, you know, someone that just loves makeup and you're not a professional makeup artist and you love full coverage, like go, you know, full coverage the house, do it.
I love full coverage. I am a professional and I love it. Mm-hmm.
There's a way to do full coverage without wasting so much product and also without like compromising your product's cleanliness, because if you're touching the bottle to your face or you're touching the dropper to your face and you put it back in there, it's going to mix with whatever's in there. And a lot of people come to me and they're like, I'm breaking out, you know, and I'm like, that could be why.
That's
if you're touching the dropper to your face or the opening to your face, that could be a reason why you're breaking out for sure, among other things. Lots of things that people don't usually think about.
I think once somebody makes an aesthetically pleasing video, no matter what they're doing with the makeup, it really is all for show. It is for the content. It is for those 60 seconds that you're going to spend looking at that. And the people who don't have a whole bunch of knowledge about professional makeup are going to think, oh, that looks cool. Or, oh, you know, this is pleasing to look at. It is pleasing to see something drip down your face and it turn into something beautiful.
Is it? But is it pleasing to watch something drip down your face?
Oh my God. Well, I guess people just like to see this most recent TikTok video, the girl put your record on. Tell me.
Oh my God. I cannot with that. Mickey, did you already record one?
No, I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on it. I want it to
Sorry,
be green.
Continue talking. I can't, I have thoughts about this, but you say your thoughts first.
This is a waste of product, right? You're smearing your finger quickly into your eyeshadow pan. You're smearing it across your eyelid and you're taking your felt tip eyeliner and you're smearing it and you're freaking messing up your felt tip So it's not that as sharp as it was anymore, but you're just doing it quickly for the video. I think people like to see this like train wreck turn into something, because most of the time after they flip that palette down and it's like, girl, put your bucket on, it's just, it looks beautiful and they got the wind blowing in their hair, and it's really all about the content. But people don't realize they don't use that much. If they're dripping it down their face, they don't use all of that. They're taking some of it off.
Right.
Or like those quote unquote satisfying videos when you're squeezing all of the product out of the tube.
Right. So one, I just sent Mickey a video, one of the ones that the girl put your records on. I can't remember who put it up, but I tagged Mickey. Basically, he does the, you know, he smears the makeup on his face, and then when he closes the palette, he has like a buddy nose, like he hit himself with a palette. So I really like the show of that. Like, I do enjoy that. But going back to just unrealistic expectations. So like, I think there's a difference between that, where people like to see a transformative makeup or like a surprise, you know, because they don't know. They know, obviously, when they close the thing that they're going to have their makeup done, but they don't know what it's going to look like. What I don't like is the videos where they're putting like so much concealer on and like really extreme contouring. And then I have a client who comes in who says they want contour. And when I do, you know, my contouring and say we're facing a mirror and they don't see me doing it in that way, they think that they're not getting it.
Oh, when you don't have like the brown lines going down either side of their nose and across their forehead. Right. Everybody, you do not need a forehead contour. There's a trend now where you do not overdraw your lips with lip liner, like the Kylie Jenner thing that everybody was doing, how she clearly had lip filler and was telling everybody that she didn't. It's fine. You have a lot of money. You don't have to lie about it. I don't have a lot of money and I have my lips done. I want everybody to know. Now people are taking... And I've seen someone who called himself a pro on some social media platform. And I looked at their work, their credentials. They did good work, but they were telling people to take their contour, their ashy taupe contour color, and outline their lips in it, blend it out, put foundation over it, so you have a natural looking shadow, so your lips look like they're poutier. But what kills me about that is that creates a gray shadow.
A mustache.
It's a mustache. And what we always try to do is color correct the gray away. And so now people are adding gray intentionally to make their lips look bigger.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a technique when done the right way and not exactly in that way can define the lip. Like if you take like a taupey kind of shade and put it underneath, like on the lower lip line, if you put it underneath the lower lip line, like right in the center.
Or there's already a shadow.
Most of the light is coming from up top. So you usually don't have a shadow around your upper lip, but you have a shadow usually naturally right underneath your lower lip. So that's actually a good way to make your lips look a little bit more full. But I think that just highlighting in the center of the lip. So taking a lighter color lipstick, or even I teach my clients to just pop a gloss literally right in the center and not over top of the whole lip. Mm-hmm. And that gives you nice shine and makes it look more full. But I can't believe that. Yeah, no, I could get down with that mustache.
Well, so here's the thing. Well, thanks for giving me
a heads up, because now I'm going to have people be like, why aren't you contouring around my mouth? Why aren't you contouring?
Oh my God. Well, so
thank you for giving me the heads up on this.
Oh yeah. If you look at my TikTok, I tried it and I did it with a contour stick that was a little bit too warm and I just looked orange. It looked like my foundation didn't match and I didn't really care.
You look like me in high school.
Like us all in high school. Yes. All of us. But now I am concerned with, what if people already confuse bronzer and contour, right? Now there are going to be people who are putting bronzer around their lips.
Good Lord.
And they're going to have orange under their makeup. Like when people do like the red lipstick under their eyes.
Bless their hearts.
Oh, well, Dirty South makeup. Yeah, be blessing people's hearts.
If you're listening and you're not from the South, bless your hearts is basically a Southern way of nicely saying, go fuck yourself. Go fuck you.
Hey, but, it really depends. Yeah. It really depends.
Anytime that I've had it used directly at me, it was definitely a fuck you.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. No, my grandma says bless me all the time, and I'm like,
that's different.
Love my grandma.
Let's talk about Instagram eyebrows. Makeup is your own If you feel like you want to rock like a really, really like dramatic brow, do it. But the way that they do brows on Instagram is like not how I've ever done a brow ever on myself or on a client. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Like with all trends, like I said, I love the trends. So I do Instagram eyebrows on myself if I'm doing something dramatic. Like if I am doing a black and green cut crease with glitter, I'll do an Instagram brow, you know.
And when we're talking about like an Instagram brow, we're talking about like a very bold ombre looking brow.
Yes. Crisp lines, very sharp.
With the concealer. Do you do the concealer like that too?
No, I've gotten my hand so steady that I don't need to cut it out with concealer.
That, I feel like that's the part that bothers me. The concealer, when they like slap on the concealer. Oh God. Have you seen the ones where they put concealer in between their eyebrows and make it look like a unibrow? Do you know what I'm talking about? This is crazy. So they've taken that and then they, in the middle of their brows to make sure it's like even and lined up, they draw the concealer across.
Oh, I do that.
You do that?
I do that on clients. Yeah. Whenever clients want an Instagram brow, I do that. And then I fill it all in. You have to blend the foundation in between the eyes though. Cause if you don't, it will look like a unibrow.
But like, I feel like if you have a good eye, you can get them symmetrical without putting that excess product there.
I agree. And I think it takes some practice and a little bit of skill to be able to, especially if the person you're working on does not have symmetrical, full, straight eyebrows mm-hmm. to begin with. So that's what I mean when I say I've gotten my hand so steady, I don't have to anymore. But every now and then, yeah, I will. I will cut the eyebrows out with concealer. I don't like to do the floating eyebrow where it's like clown white around the eyebrow. Yeah. I don't personally like that, but if my client asks for it, I'll be like, okay, well, that's what you want. I got you.
But usually I like to do like a very fluffy brow, which mm-hmm. involves like doing like the hair strokes, mm-hmm. which is like
I love a fluffy brow, mm-hmm.
but it's different than that technique. Mm-hmm. And it makes my heart happy whenever that happens. I just can't with the excess product. It's just like you're building up more product where it doesn't need to be.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's definitely a look, but it's not the standard.
It's a trend. I took a mm-hmm. course with, I took a webinar with Eugenia Weston of Senna Cosmetics, and she's literally like the brow guru, and she mm-hmm. went through brows through every decade. And it's so interesting to see kind of where we came from and how certain trends have cycled in and out. And now where we are is kind of like a natural looking brow, with the mm-hmm. exception of the Instagram being like the trend brow, but we're kind of like back to that like 80s, like full brow.
Thick, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
especially
I love it.
The very beginning of your brow right here, how everyone has that pushed up. I love that.
So you mean the hairs that are closest to the bridge of your nose?
Yes. I love when those are pushed up. I think that's so cute. I like to, someone has not given me some kind of guidance. Like this is how I like them done. I'll kind of do a hybrid. Like I'll kind of do fluffy where I draw in the hair strokes in the front and then the tail will be kind of crisp. And then yeah. I've had people where I do a very cute, natural, sharp brow. Oh, not natural and sharp, but natural in the front, kind of sharp in the back. Mm-hmm. And they say like, I just feel like natural my eyebrows
is
are.
Is that mullet. Like the mullet of the eyebrows?
Mullet of eyebrows.
That's the best. So just FYI, if you want Mickey's style of brow, ask for a mullet brow. That's
absolutely.
Now we're going to make, this is our new TikTok trend. Trend hashtag mullet brow. Let's do it. Let's get it trending.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to figure out like what that entails. Cause I feel like it just looks like every other brow. When I go and I look at the brows that I do.
But that's the thing though. It can look like every other brow, but if you put a hashtag in front of it, people are going to be like, oh my God, this is what we're going to do. Hashtag mullet brow. Check out our Instagram to see an example and do your best mullet brow and tag us. And
I'd love to see it.
Hashtag mullet brow. That's what we're doing. So on that note, we're going to kind of wrap things up. But of course, we're going to play our favorite game, Kill, Do, or Marry. So since we were talking about eyebrows, okay, Mickey, Kill, Do, or Marry, fluffy brow, an ombre, quote unquote, Instagram brow, or a over-tweezed eyebrow?
Oh my God. First of all, kill for the your, over-tweezed.
For your client.
What's the occasion?
Not giving an occasion. This is like just
oh my
general.
God. Yeah. Okay. I would say kill the over-tweezed brow. 100%. Not even a question.
Agree.
I would say I would screw the Instagram brow because it's kind of a party. It kind of comes and goes. There's no commitment there because
yes,
we weren't into them. We weren't into them 10 years ago and we won't be in 10 years. But the fluffy brow.
You got to marry it.
You know, I would marry it. They're soft and they're sweet and they're natural and definitely very hot right now.
I 100% agree on all your choices. I also love how I say kill, do, or marry, and you say kill, screw, or marry. I think it's really funny. So you'd rather say screw over do?
I would.
Okay. So you can
make it a little raunchy.
I love it. So.
Okay. So for yours, would you kill, screw, or marry these viral trends? Between Instagram eyebrows, mm-hmm. over color correcting.
Okay.
And your third option is dripping product directly onto the face and touching the dripper to the skin.
Oh boy. Instagram eyebrow over color correcting and dripping product on your face. All right. So I would kill the over color correcting because I feel like there's no going back from that. I would do the dripping the product on the face because I guess this is satisfying and like, you know, if I had to have it every time and again, it'd be fine. And then I guess I would marry the Instagram brow because like, that's also workable. I just can't, I don't know. That's hard. That's a hard one.
I think I do agree. Okay. I think I do agree because the Instagram eyebrow is very popular and like you said, it's workable. And if you think about what Instagram eyebrow means, that'll change. You guys can grow and adapt and change together. But you're right. You can never come back. If you have put red under your eyes and green all over your cheeks and you put your foundation on, you're done, son. When you color correct as a last minute, like a parting gift, I'll leave you with this tidbit of information. You are color correcting to neutralize. You are not color correcting to put that color on your face.
Hey everyone, Rachel popping in again to say thank you. You can follow us on Instagram at Dirty South Makeup Podcast and individually at Rachel Rose Makeup and at Mickey Bush.
Bye guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you guys found this enjoyable. And as always, we appreciate you guys and we'll see you for the next one.